Welcome to this week's Crystal Heart Connection. I'm Erin Whiting, and this is my space to share about the evolution of humanity, the planet, your spiritual journey, and really just understanding and becoming more aware of your true mission and purpose in this world. And for this week's episode, I really want to touch upon the idea or the concept that I'm sure you've heard floating around in the field quite a bit lately, and you know, for the millennia, is the idea of the return of Christ consciousness to planet Earth. And I guess this is kind of a controversial topic, maybe. I know there's a lot of religious teachings and wisdom traditions that have brought through theories, and everybody has their own mental construct of what this might mean. Or maybe you don't have a mental construct, like you know somewhere in your heart that something's really shifting within you and within our planet and our society, clearly. And maybe you're seeing that it's a negative thing. Maybe you're feeling that there is a deeply traumatizing experience taking place on planet Earth. And, you know, from one lens, that is very true. But from another lens, you can begin to understand and connect to what I feel is truly taking place here and gives me some context and focus in my own life. Because I know for me, if I am not focused on what I'm creating and where my vision of the future is, and the vision of even the present is, that I can get really caught up in the reality of drama and this unfolding of something negative, and just returning to the space of awareness around what I truly believe deeply in my heart is taking place. It supports me in staying focused daily. So if you find yourself getting sucked into maybe some negativity or fear, this podcast is really just about helping you refocus and maybe giving you some understanding and awareness. Now, this is my interpretation of what I've been experiencing and what I see it as, you know, see the energy of our evolution as. So when we talk about the return of Christ consciousness, to me, this isn't about a being that is coming forward. Perhaps that's what religious teachings had brought through. It does relate to, I believe, the actual experience of Jesus Christ being on the planet, but that being is this. That human is the same as you, bringing through a frequency field. And with it, he brought an understanding and awareness, which maybe your human self is still trying to learn to align with or understand. What does that mean? What does it mean to be, returning of the Christ consciousness? And again, I know that a lot of people will probably disagree with this. And if this doesn't resonate with you, I completely understand. And I won't say that I'm an authority on it. I can only share the experience that I have had with this frequency and with my connection with it and what I experience when I'm actually in connection with my own Christ field. And, you know, this really does have a lot to do with the evolution of our planet, because prior to the coming of Jesus, right, like his teachings, we were experiencing having a different experience on planet Earth, where we needed to connect with God outside of ourselves. And this was the big turning point, is that now humans are capable of connecting with the Christ within and with God that is inside of you. So this is this is a big evolution for a human being. And there's lots of theories and teachings about the cosmology of how a human being has evolved over time, how we even came to be humans on planet Earth. There's so many different people bringing through different things. Rudolf Steiner comes to mind as being somebody who I feel resonant with about how the planet and humanity has evolved. And you think it is worthwhile if you start going down this path a little bit to understand that the human evolution has really brought us to this point in time where we're connecting deeply with our own internal God, and that our actual bodies and DNA has been evolving over time in order to bring us to this state of being able to connect with that frequency within. So we've been working at this for a long, long time. And it seems as though now is a peak of that time where we're starting to see more of the manifestation of it in our physical reality. And I really believe this is a turning point beyond what our ancestors or our indigenous cultures even experienced, even though I do believe that there was, in our indigenous culture, there was a deeper connection with like nature and the soul and the cosmos, that like that was just more natural prior to our current culture and our current state. But I really feel like this time period is something that we're really forging a new path on. You know, even though many religions and channelers kind of discuss this time period, I don't think anybody actually really knows. So really understanding and living with true connection to the God within, with your internal presence, what does that really mean? And how do we create from that place? That's what we're working on in the current reality. That's what's coming through in such weird and wild ways, honestly, is what I feel. And this is not about, I think this is where the big piece and where a lot of us are stuck on. This is really not about, you know, I guess this whole spiritual bypassing thing, right? Like this whole idea of, you know, you're sort of just focused on unity, but you're suppressing all your anger and your fear and, you know, emotions. This is in order to truly connect with this Christ consciousness, this purity of union with spirit and with all beings, right? Like there's all beings that are encompassed in this. It's a huge field of unity. You actually have to have a huge level of awareness around yourself and your humanness and really your psyche, how your psyche actually works, because it's not a unity isn't something you wish for because it's like you want the absence of conflict or you're afraid of the dark. If you haven't dealt with those parts of your psyche that are scared or abandoned or lonely or, you know, wishing to be seen, all of those things are part of your human psyche. And, you know, I think that people can latch on to this whole like Christ consciousness or Jesus, like the whole storyline, honestly, the whole storyline can really be an avoidance to having to deal with the human part of ourselves. This is not what this time, this is where a lot of us are stuck, I think, is that we don't truly know how to access the full depth of our human self, our psyche. But a lot of us do have access to spiritual energy, but we can't truly connect with the Christ field and the true unity until we integrate fully in our human self, right? So this isn't unity for some individuals who, quote unquote, deserve it based on your judgments, or this isn't about a specific way of being. This is legitimately an experience where you connect with the truth that all souls are one and all beings on the planet are one, and you truly operate from that space inside your human reality. And that might be a big stretch for some people. This is really a trust, and also it's truly a choice, because you can continue to create in your human reality in a way where you're still learning, and there's many souls who are sort of learning their, through human experience, and repeating karmic patterns, maybe. Although I feel that part of what's happening right now is that karmic journey feels very much over, for me at least. And for many, it's so easy to release out of like very long held cycles of behavior. And you choose to connect in with the experience of unity. And in every moment of your human life, you could get pulled out of that experience very quickly. There's so many things that distract us from that unity field. And there's so many choices. Sometimes, you know, there's so many choices of what you can experience. And if you choose certain experiences or to have certain experiences in this world, you may very well be choosing against, you may be choosing something that will take you from that unified state. So you really have to examine your own human psyche and really make a decision within yourself about what you want to experience on planet Earth at the current moment. For those of you who are, again, choosing unity, not from a space of what you're going to personally gain from it or how you're going to make your pain go away, you have to deal with your pain. You have to deal with your desires that are maybe human in nature. You have to sort of address those first. But for those of you who are consciously choosing to align with an experience of unity, the next few years are going to be a very different experience for you than people who are not choosing that or haven't done the work to align themselves with a unified state. And that's really the only, there's nothing, again, like backing up, there's nothing to be afraid of. And you can't actually force this choice on yourself. It comes through just the integration of your human self, resolution of your karmic patterns, really truly choosing to be able to experience an ascension into the Christ state. And this is what we're experiencing right now. We're experiencing a choice on what you want to create. It's certainly not happening through what you're seeing on the news. You know, what you're seeing on the news is the energy purging from the planet, the darkness that is really truly purging. And we are just being offered a choice of how do you want to experience the next few years. It will not be better or worse one way or the other. And you know, you have a choice in this. You have a choice of how you want to proceed. And as you choose, you consciously choose to align with this space and this frequency of unity, really from that pure intention. It really does begin to neutralize discordant frequencies. And this is why I felt, I said early on is that some of us are actually building the Christ field. There's many, many, many of us who are choosing this and consciously participating in expanding this field because this field does neutralize a lot of the discordant frequencies. It clears a lot of energy and creates stability in the physical reality for more people to choose it, for more people to step into unity, for more people to step into harmony. But of course, you're going to see the opposite of that happening. You're going to witness the choices that people are making because this isn't a I can do it for you type of a thing. This is a you have to choose to align with it within you. There's nothing anybody can do to save another. They just have to be able to align with a unity field. And how does that play out in your reality is going to be very different for each one of you. If you are called to, different areas of the world, you could be that stabilizing force in that particular area. So taking a moment and just really deeply connecting in with your own heart space and dropping out of your mind of even understanding like what that Christ has maybe meant to you in the past or what your expectations of what planet Earth are right now. And really just dropping deeply into your heart space so that you can connect with your own Christ consciousness, that space inside of you where you access your path, your unique journey, and just taking a moment to consciously release all intentions or energies that don't align with that Christ field. And just opening your willingness, opening those stuck pathways of like the way that it used to be, or the way that I think it should be, or the right and wrong of how I think what's happening in the world should be. And just breathing into that heart space so that you can connect in with the truth of this unity field, the energy of this new way of being. And how can you hold that love light frequency so that you can support humanity and you can support the stabilization of a unity field. And let your inspirations, let your creations that you bring through in the physical reality come from here, come from this space in the heart where you're not thinking about how you're going to make money. Let that come naturally. You're not thinking about how am I going to gain control so that I don't have to feel grief? How am I going to, how am I going to armor up against the pain that I'm seeing other people going through? That doesn't work in the Christ field. The Christ field is where we accept that all souls have a choice. All souls have a journey of soul expansion. How can we trust more deeply and our journey, as well as the journey of others. And again, this is not a denial of a path, a denial that these things are painful. It's a processing, a transmuting, and a choice to align with something. Because the war that you've been fighting, the ways you've been trying to control are never going to change the outcome for yourself or another soul. But you aligning with this unity field and creating new pathways and stabilizing the field, that is what can bring forward a completely new way of being for humanity. Completely new way. You offer up a signal for those that are looking to align. And yeah, this will be years. This will not be overnight, but we'll just take every step in the present moment in connection to this heart space.